I'm just saying, bro. Episode 103. I'm Earl.
I'm Stuff. I already know what to do. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos. We on everywhere you can stream a podcast: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Stitcher. Anywhere you listen to a podcast, we there. Just search us up. I'm Just Saying Bro Podcast. But we gonna get right into it like always. You feel me? We gotta get into those divisional games.
And who goes the one seed?
Yeah, man.
One seed.
And you know, we a couple days late, but you already know how it goes. You know what I'm saying? We gotta hit y'all in the middle of the week. But bro, that we gonna start it off with that Bengals and Titans game. And I watched that joint from start to finish, and that was a great game. And my take on the game was simply, like everybody knows, in the playoffs, quarterback play is going to be the most important thing possible. It's going to be who's going to make those, you know, those throws. Everybody know that when you watch, if you watch sports, if you any type of sports fan, like football fan, you know, in the playoffs, it's going to come down to the quarterback. You can run the ball, you can have a good defense too, but it's going to come down to the quarterback. And can he make that play? Can he make that throw at the end of the game? Or, you know, just not even at the end of the game, or that pivotal third down throw, or before the half, can he make that drive? Can he, you know what I'm saying? And Joe Burrow, which is crazy because he got sacked 9 times, but he just outplayed Ryan Tannehill. And I'm not going to lie, because even last week I was surprised with Joe Burrow and how calm he was and poised he was. But to get sacked 9 times, bro, and then still – had a game that he had. Like, now, he didn't throw any touchdowns or anything like that, but just the throws that he made and when he needed to make them, it was just – he was calm, like, through the whole thing. Like, he's getting sacked 9 times. He only threw 1 pick. You would think he threw a bunch of picks, getting sacked 9 times. He'd get rattled, you know what I'm saying? Sacked Tom Brady 9 times, and I'm not comparing Joe Burrow to Tom Brady, so don't get crazy, but I'm just saying, like, that's crazy that he stayed poised like that, like to be a second-year quarterback. So he definitely surprised me. But Ryan Tannehill, bro, like he literally lost him that game. Like, now I don't care anybody, because somebody else can say what they want to say, but he lost him that game, bro. At the end of the day, it's no way you come out there and you throw what do you do? Three interceptions.
He threw one, bro, the first play of the game.
Yeah, like he just started it all off bad. Like, I don't understand why you start off the game with him passing. Like, I'm running the ball off rip. Y'all been doing it all year, even with Derrick Henry gone. Run all of them, even if you don't want to start the game with Derrick Henry running the ball. Run it with Deontay Foreman, the other ball, Hilliard. Just run the ball. Y'all know what to do. Let Ryan Tannehill manage the game. Like, don't try to make him the superhero. Try to make him do something that he can't do. So, at the end of the day, like I said, my take on the game was Joe Burrow just outplayed Ryan Tannehill, even after getting sacked 9 times. And that's, like, impossible to do, but he did it. So, I mean, it's going to be crazy. I never would have thought the beginning of this damn season that Joe Burrow would be in the AFC Championship. Like, I never would have thought that. Like, you could have – I bet me any – I would have never. Like, you could have said, I'm going to give you – no. Any amount of money, I would have never – it. Like, what? The Bengals getting to the AFC Championship? I know the only people that bet on that was people from Cincinnati. There's no way, as a betting man, that you tell me, like, yo, well, yeah, I thought –
somebody that's an LSU fan.
Nah, I mean, yeah, maybe. Yeah, okay. That makes sense. The Joe Burrow fan or whatever the case may be. But come on, bro. You know we're going to see some crazy tickets like that if he win the Super Bowl or, you know what I'm saying, or get to the Super Bowl. You know we're going to see some crazy tickets. But at the end of the day, come on, bro. No, nobody had the Bengals getting to the AFC Championship. So, I mean, that's basically my take on the game, bro. It was a great game, though, man. I mean, Joe, and once, I just wanted to say Ja'Marr Chase, once again, he just showed
different
how different he is.
Young boy, different. But yeah, bro, my takeaway is pretty much the same as yours. As soon as Ryan Tannehill threw that first pick, I said, oh man, this guy's about to throw the game. Even though the Titans, I think, stopped them to 3 points or whatever on that drive, however it happened. I know the Bengals benefited from a penalty on that drive. But, yeah, bro. My immediate takeaway, as soon as I seen him come out and throw the ball, like, Ryan Tannehill about to throw this game, bro. Like, that wasn't even a good throw. You could see Jesse Bates was sitting on it and everything, bro. Like, I knew the game was over. I didn't know the game was over, obviously. It was still a close game, but my intuition told me that the Bengals was winning the game as soon as that happened, even though I had already picked them. But once I seen that, I'm like, oh, this is over. Ryan Tannehill, that bye week did him do him no justice his whole timing off, basically, for real. And we seen that throughout the game because we were sitting there watching it, and we kept asking each other, why is he patting the ball when the receiver's is wide open? Why are you patting the ball when the receiver's wide open? You keep double pumping and all this weird stuff, and the receiver's wide open. I don't know. It just looked like the timing was off, bro. I agree with you 100%. I would have came out the gate, and what I actually would have did was I wouldn't have had Derrick Henry in the game the first play. I would have put Foreman in the first play, and I would have ran the ball. I think that would have been the least expected move. Oh, who's on the field? Oh, Derrick Henry not back there? Deontay Foreman back? Oh, they about to pass. I would have ran it right up the gut. That would have been my first play call, but I mean, I'm not a head coach or an offensive coordinator, so I mean, they don't got to listen to me, but maybe they should have after they took that L in they first round game, I guess, second round, but technically first round game for them. I don't know, bro. They played good though. The defense stood up outside of Ryan Tannehill. The defense stood up. I think somebody dropped a couple passes, but I think it was T. Higgins, though. It wasn't even nobody on the team. It was T. Higgins.
But he only dropped two, though, bro. It looked like he dropped a lot, though. Watching the game,
3 to 4, but it was only two. You're right.
Watching the game live, it did look like but he was like, he had butterfingers or something. I know what you talk about. Yeah, he was drunk.
Yeah,
but he actually had 7 catches for 96, bro.
Yeah, he was hooping. He was hooping. But when you was watching the game at first, it was like, damn, what this thing is doing? He dropping all these passes. Yeah. But like you said, he only ended up dropping 2. So, I mean, I don't know. I think it was a good game, bro. I expected it to be more high scoring than it was. It was really a defensive matchup for real. For real. That's what it ended up being.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Right. So, yeah, my biggest takeaway from it was, bro, we was sitting down here watching it, and we both were saying the same thing. Joe Burrow looked like he just cool, calm, collected under pressure. He's taking sacks and switching the hand that the ball is in while he's taking the sack and not fumbling, just to make sure he get the ball away from the defender, which, I mean, isn't really what you want your quarterback to do, but it worked out for him. So when it worked out, it's not really nothing you could say. Yeah, bro, he just looked – he looked super cool, calm, collected under pressure. I mean, he is technically an older quarterback. I mean, because he did, 5-6 years in college. But it's still a difference from college to the NFL. So you still – no matter how much experience somebody has in college, you don't expect them to translate this well this soon, I would say. Especially after he only played, 8 games maybe last season? 7 games? 5 games? Something like that? And got an ACL injury? So he technically was still a rookie low-key for the first, 8 games of the season. So, I mean, yeah, he's just different, bro.
Oh, you can't say that. Because that's what we said about Jalen Hurts, and they'll be saying he's not a rookie. So you can't say that.
I say he is, though. I don't care what they say. I'm just saying.
They say you can't say that, though.
They can say whatever they want to say. They say a lot of bullshit. They say a whole lot of bullshit.
That's facts.
I don't want to hear it, man. Fuck what they got to say. They need to, he was still a rookie technically the first half of the season, just like Jalen Hurts was, in my humble opinion, I'll say. He proved a lot to me. I mean, it definitely helped out that he got that connection with Ja'Marr Chase and with T. Higgins, because he built that with T. Higgins last year, and then Chase just came in, and it's just – I don't know. It's just different, bro.
See, then they got the tight end. Yeah, bro.
Like, they – I don't know, bro. I'm happy for him, though. I'm very happy for the Bengals, bro. They deserve it. That pass defense be locking up. The run defense be playing solid. They played good against – they played well against the Titans, actually. I kind of expected Derrick Henry to get off, but he really didn't.
Not at all.
So, yeah, shout out to them, man. Shout out to the offense for managing the game. Shout out to the defense for holding it down, because it could have got bad if they ain't hold it down. But, I mean, when Ryan Tannehill throwing 3 interceptions, it is what it is. You kind of expect.
Yeah, but shout out to Titans defense too, though. For only giving up 19 points, though. Okay. Like, it was a great defensive game. Like, I mean, not what I expected. I thought it was going to be not a shootout. I just thought Derrick Henry was going to get off. He was going to score a couple touchdowns. He scored one, but I thought he was going to score two touchdowns. Like, I thought they was going to, you know, get it in. But it was a great game, though. It's just because the plays that happened and that pick, I don't know who it was, the cornerback from the was it the Bengals or was it the Titans that picked that ball off the damn ground? I think it was the Titans. They caught that interception.
Yeah.
I can't remember the damn guy's
name. I can't remember his name either, but I think it was the Titans, bro.
It was like Hooker or something like that.
Malik Hooker?
No, what's not Malik.
Hooker, I know.
And not Malik. I know his name. Imani Hooker. That was his name.
Yep.
Imani Hooker. He caught that. That was the nastiest pick I've ever seen. Like, and it was crazy because he caught that joint like simultaneously with it like hitting the ground. Like that play was wild. Like that was a crazy pick. But I mean, ultimately it didn't end up doing nothing because they wound up losing the game. But
right.
That was, I wanted to shout bro out for that shit. I didn't know who he was, but that was a crazy ass pick.
That's how you make your name. If they'd have won the game, he'd have made an even bigger name. But you know, Ryan Tannehill stunk the gym up. So
yeah.
Stunk it up. That bye week ain't do him no justice, bro. At all.
And I don't know if I just don't know. Like that taking that rest like the Eagles did. Like when you chill, like when you play in the season and then you just like, all right, we're gonna relax. Now, if you got the late bye, that's different because you still gotta play games after that and all of that. And it'd be important games. I've never been a fan of that. It's just like, come on, bro. Like, y'all got the ball rolling. Like, y'all getting y'all rhythm. Like, why would you just stop that? Tell me, let's take some rest. And then you come out, and then you rusty. You know you're going to be rusty. This team on the roll. This team coming into the playoffs or this team coming into the game on the roll. Like, it's just, I never will understand that. Like, why teams do that, man. Like, it's so stupid to me.
Yeah, they crazy. This other team playing football trying to win. And y'all just over there relaxing, drinking mimosas. Y'all crazy. It's out of pocket, if you ask me. But, hey. We get on to the next game, though, bro. We got to talk about the unlikely story of Jimmy G and them boys being Aaron Rodgers.
Hey. Aaron Rodgers, so like somebody paid Aaron Rodgers, bro. I don't care what nobody say. Go ahead and say what you gotta say, but somebody paid.
Did he carry the last year on his contract?
Yeah, bro. I believe he's a free agent now. Interesting. He can go wherever he want. I believe.
Interesting. I guess we could talk about that after we finish talking about the games.
Yeah. Like we can get into that a little bit because that was funny, bro, to me.
I ain't really got too much from this game. Like, it was cool, and then next thing you know, it started snowing all crazy. I don't know what Aaron Rodgers was doing. I don't know how they only had 10 points by that time. I have no clue, bro. Like, they should have had way more points by then, but apparently San Fran defense and especially that front seven is just really tough, bro. Like, they kept him in the game. They actually tied the game for him with that what was it, a fumble? Was it a pick? I think it was a fumble, wasn't it? Oh, no, it was a block kick. It was the special teams. It was a block punt.
Yeah.
It was a block punt, and they scored a touchdown off of that to make the game 10-10. Jimmy G did what Jimmy G is going to do. He managed the game. He handed it off to all the running backs. He did what he was supposed to do. I mean, especially in those conditions, that's perfect for Jimmy G.
I was about to say, it made the game real easy. That was a Debo-type game. You feel?
If you ask me, bro, that's the perfect game for Jimmy G. That's the perfect game for the 49ers in that front seven. And Aaron Rodgers folded.
Don't understand. I just don't understand what happened. Like even on the like the touchdown throw to Aaron Jones, like why did he not score right there? Like why the angle he took and all that? Like I thought that was like a pivotal play of the game that nobody really talked about like that. Like why didn't he just take a different angle? I feel like he could have scored on that John. Like he turned around, like I don't know, but it was a great play, but I don't know, bro. Like it was just a weird game. And that's why I just felt like Aaron Rodgers, bro. Something was weird, bro. Somebody paid that man something. Like, what? That didn't make no sense, bro. Like, come on, bro. Y'all can only put up 10 points. And like you said, the weather was bad. But, bro, that's your crib. In years past, this man talked about, at the crib, you know, we got home games. We need to make sure we taking advantage of that. We need to make sure we... That's your crib, bro. You used to it being cold. I'm not trying to hear none of that. It was cold and it was snowing, bro. That would happen. That would happen. Every year in Green Bay, you play them in the playoffs, most likely it's snowing.
Bro, shit.
Or it's cold as hell. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the... I don't know, bro. Somebody paid that man. I don't care. Nobody say... Okay, nobody say, but shout out to the 49ers, though. Shout out to Debo, because that man is different, man. It's, I think it's, like, super ridiculous how much of a dual threat he is. Like, I mean, we see Cordell Patterson do it from the Falcons or whatever, and, like it's cute what he do, but, like, Debo, like, he just is different, bro. Like, and I know we say that a lot, but it's just no other words. It's just nothing else to say. Like, he's just different. Like, the fact that they use him as a running back and he's an effective running back, like, he had 10 rushes, like, damn near 4 yards a carry. Like, that's crazy. And then go out there and can be a wide receiver one. A one. Like, not a two or three. Like, now he's not a slot receiver and play running back like how Cordell Patterson is. Like, you know what I'm saying? He could be your wide receiver one and your running back one. That's like, great. That's ridiculous. If you run Debo an entire game at running back, I'm pretty sure he'll give you a close to a B in the game. Like, he'll be one of the top rushers in the league. I'm pretty sure.
Probably.
As aggressive as he runs, I'm pretty sure he would. Like, it's ridiculous, man. But he put the team on his back once again. Kittle showed up too, though, surprisingly. He showed up a little bit, and, you know, like you said, Jimmy G just managed the game like he always do. It was easy for him. It wasn't too hard. Wasn't much he had to do.
Especially after it started snowing.
Yeah, and Green Bay special teams just was horrible. Worst in the league for a reason. Lost in the game at the end of the day. It was Aaron Rodgers' fault, too, because I feel like in the offense fault, because they could have capitalized on a lot of opportunities they had, but the end of the day, that special teams lost in that game. Like, giving up that block punt for that touchdown, like, that was big. That was big.
Real shit, bro. Was it really Mike McCarthy?
What do you mean by that?
Remember when Aaron Rodgers was losing in the playoffs every year? It was, oh, it's Mike McCarthy, bad play calling. And blah, blah, blah.
No, you answer that question. You asking me. You answer that question. That's your coach.
Oh, he wasn't my coach when he was on Green Bay.
But he's your coach now.
No, he's not. So I don't you have can a team. What are you talking about?
You can answer that question better than I can. You over here asking me like I know. I wouldn't know. You tell me what it's like. Who is for? Who fault is it? So you telling me it's Mike's fault and it's not Dak's fault?
That's my whole point, bro. Was it really Mike McCarthy's fault or was it the quarterback's fault?
What are you saying right now?
Is Aaron Rodgers named Aaron Frodgers?
You cut it out.
I'm just asking a question.
Cut it out because he
all the playoff game?
Nah, bro.
10 points?
But still, like, come on, bro.
Hey, I'm just asking, bro.
That's your coach. You just told me last episode that you're not a Cowboys fan because he the coach. Exactly. You said out your mouth, coach. You said it's either him or you.
Exactly.
And so now you saying, hey, well, is it Aaron Rodgers or was it Mike McCarthy? Is that, are you serious? Like, is that a logical thing to say after you just said what you just said last week?
You know why it is logical? Because he might have been a match made in bum heaven with Rodgers and that.
He said bum heaven. So now Aaron Rodgers is a bum.
Nah, he's not a bum. But he played like a bum that game.
So, yo, you know what Aaron Rodgers' vibes are giving me? He giving me, like, Peyton Manning vibes.
Oh, on his way to Denver?
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it. Send Aaron Rodgers and Devontae to Denver. I ain't mad at it. Send them both. Jerry Jeudy going to be wide open playing next to Devontae. Oh, my God.
Bro, and they got Courtland Sutton and the boy Tim Patrick. They signed both of them.
And KJ Hamler and Noah Fant.
He always hurt, though.
Yeah, facts.
And they got that other tight end. I can't pronounce his name.
Albert Okwuegbunam.
Yeah, there you go.
My man, 6'5", 250.
Yeah, he tough. They got him, too. So, they going to be – if they get – hey, man. And they got the defense. They always got the defense. And they be going to get more pieces. You know, they always get more pieces. They got, Pat Surtain. Like,
That'd be gonna spooky, bro, if they get Aaron Rodgers. And if they – even if they just get Aaron Rodgers, that'd be spooky. But if they get both of them, that's even crazier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazier, bro.
I think – I mean, that automatically put them – but I don't think they taking down. They could take down the Bills, but they ain't taking down. They ain't taking down the Chiefs. They ain't taking down the Chiefs. After what we just saw. After what we just saw.
Chill.
He talking about some chill.
Yo. Nah, you right though, bro. I don't know, though, because, you know, it's always that one team that seemed to have Pat number on defense. Now, the fact of having Pat number is really not having Pat number because he still always have the second half where he end up going off, even if a team got his number. So,
thanks.
I don't know, but he's very good at adjusting, and so is Andy Reid. So, I don't know. That's a match made in heaven right there.
Yeah.
That's a match made in heaven right there, bro. For real. I don't know. But shout out to them 49ers, man. They probably about to get smacked by this next team that we about to talk about. But, I mean, we going to see because if they let them hang around, that's the 49ers type of game. If you let them hang around, they can win that, John.
Yeah, team but I don't think about, that's happening.
Probably not. But we didn't think that the Buccaneers was going to be in that game either, and they ended up coming back. So,
fixed. That was fixed, and nobody it's funny as shit. Shout out to my pop, but he was saying this shit too. Like, it's no way in the world you telling me this shit not scripted for Tom Brady. Like, I ain't never seen this scripted for nobody but him. They always do it every year, and it's like, I'm so happy that this year it didn't work out. It was nothing they could do. Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford saved us from having to listen to this Tom Brady bullshit for the next couple weeks. And I'm so happy.
Me too.
Like, thank you, Cooper Kupp. Like, thank you so much. Thank you, man.
Thank you for not throwing a pick.
Thank you. Yeah, seriously. Because when he threw that shit up, I said, oh, Lord.
Yo, not I swear. For real, though.
I'm not even capping to I'm not even capping to you. As soon as he threw it up, I said, oh, Lord, no. What are you doing?
Nah, for real, bro.
Because he started off the drive. He just scrambled, and I'm like, oh, man. He's starting this shit off bad. What is he doing? Why are you scrambling? You don't scramble. You never scramble at all. At all. Then he comes and throws a bomb. Like, Cooper Kupp, bro. Now, listen to me. He's not nowhere near as athletic as neither Devontae or any of these Julio or any of the big guys that we talk about that's like the best receivers in the league. But what I will say is he's so technical. He's probably like top five best route runners in the league. Like
top three, probably.
So underrated. He won the Triple Crown this year, so you got to put respect on his name now.
Thanks.
But you, like you said, top three, I give you top three too, but yeah. He just, I don't know, he's just always open. And I kind of believe, you can't underestimate him. There's no way you underestimate him, like, at this point. It's kind of how the white dude from the Hunter Renfrow from Vegas.
Another like one how he, technical
like,
dudes.
Like, how he's always open, like, you look at him when he off the field, bro. He looked like an accountant or something. Like, no, no offense, but I'm just saying. Like, he looks like a like he got an office job or something like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? But put them pads on him, bro. Put that jersey on him, bro. Like, you can't guard him, bro. He always open. So those technical guys, man. Like, they just different. And Cooper Kupp once again showed he that guy. I mean. Like I said, thank you, because he saved us from this Tom Brady bullshit and this whole narrative about him winning another championship. I'm so happy, and I pray he retires. I'm so tired of hearing his name. I'm so tired of saying his name. It's a wrap. Like, it's just let it go, bro. Go home with your wife and kids, bro. Don't you think they miss you? Don't you think they want to be with you, man? I think they do. Take your ass home. Seriously,
start drill.
I'm so tired of Tom Brady, man. Like, he's ridiculous. Like, damn, bro. Like, you no, ain't nobody gonna win as many Super Bowls as you. We know that. Like, relax, bro. Like, chill, calm down. Like, at least Brian ain't got like if Brian had like seven or something like that. I'll be saying this like, yo, Brian, relax, bro. Like, you don't need to do all of this. You already got seven. You got more than Jordan. LeBron kind of still got something to play for. Like, this nigga Tom Brady, he has nothing to put. Like, bro, chill, bro. Like, we don't want to see you no more, bro. We tired of you. Let these other people eat. Let these young boys eat, man. Seriously. So, yeah, man. The game was surprising. Shout out to Odell. For going off, you know what I'm saying? They said that boy was washed. Once again, proving how trash Baker is. Your guy, your man's Baker, proving just how trash he really is. You know what I'm saying? Because Odell out there going crazy, you know what I'm saying? But
I really think he just ain't like Odell at this point. But continue, I agree.
My last point was, the hell is wrong with your man Cam Akers? He comes out. Plays a perfect, I wouldn't say perfect, but it plays a great game last week. And then, what the hell was that?
He tried all that aggressive shit on the wrong people this time. That ball was getting punched out.
Yeah.
He tried all that aggressive shit on the wrong people this time.
Yeah. It definitely did. That shit didn't work out for him this time. He got a couple people, though. A couple of them plays, though. He got a couple jumps, but he needed to relax with that.
But 24 rushes for 48 yards is crazy. That's 2 yards a carry and two fumbles.
Yeah, he cost him some money. Like, I think he was a yard away from – no, bro. He had, like, 45 yards, bro.
I'm looking at it. 24 for 48.
He had 48. Yeah, that's what it was. I needed him at 49. He had 48.
Yeah, you had him at
40. That is crazy. Yeah.
And he got right underneath. Ain't that?
Joe, hurt the soul. Last part of the ticket.
Yeah, that's a hurt piece, bro. But yeah, shout out.
They should have threw Sony in there a little bit more, man.
I agree 100%. I agree 100%. But shout out to them Rams, man. I mean, they came out and they kicked them in the face, like, right off rip. And like you said, it might have been fixed. They let Brady get back into it, however, whatever. But the Rams still ended up winning that game, man. Shout out to Matt Stafford. He ain't throw no interceptions. Shout out to Cooper Kupp. He's a dog. He just always open. It don't matter who you put on him. He just one of them players that's always open, bro. like you said, remind you of Hunter Renfrow, always open. And they also both probably low key, Hunter Renfrow probably a top 10 route runner too. Low key, he be getting crazy.
He's up there. I wouldn't say top 10. That's getting kind of crazy. It's a lot of route runners.
He might be, bro. He be getting crazy. I'm telling you. Go watch some of it, bro. He be getting crazy.
How you gonna tell me? And I was talking about him for his rookie year. Nigga, I'm the one who
I hear you.
What you mean you hear me? Do you? Because I'm the one that told you about him. I told you.
You don't want to put him in the top 10, though.
Listen here. I told you about Hunter.
You don't want to put him in the top 10, though.
You didn't know nothing about my young boy.
And shout out my other homie, Hunter Renfrow, that played for the Boston Red Sox. Yes, sir.
Don't know who that guy
He's
is.
He's a dog. He a dog. It's spelled the same way, but it's no W at the end. It's an E instead.
I didn't know that. That's funny. Where, where?
He's a dog.
He's a dog. He's got some money.
No, facts. I think twice, actually.
Word.
Definitely a dog, though. But, yeah, shout out to them boys, man. Shout out to Odell. I'm just happy to see Odell happy, bro. Like, for real, for real. He went through a lot, man. So, like, this is the just desserts for him. Like, especially if they win the bowl, this is it, bro. This is the just desserts. I mean, I'm sure he probably still want to come back and play more because he's not washed, like everybody was saying, obviously. But if they was to win a ring this year, that's storybook, bro, for Odell. Yeah. It's storybook for the Rams too, but like for Odell especially. So shout out to them, man. Shout out to the Rams. They handled their business and they got a big game coming up against the 49ers who beat them twice this year. So we gonna see.
And they just beat them. So
yeah, but it's hard to beat somebody three times in 1 year.
That's facts.
Extremely hard to beat somebody three times in 1 year. So we gonna see, bro. We definitely gonna see. But yeah, man, we got one more game left, and that was the best game of the weekend. Probably one of the best games in recent history, playoff football.
Bro, I don't even think it's nothing to we can say to even explain this damn game. Like, bro, I'm going to just let you go because I'm not even being extra like that. That was the greatest game I've ever watched, like playoff game I've ever watched. Like that joint was insane. Like that joint was crazy, bro. Like I've never seen nothing like that in my life, bro. Yeah, we just watched the Cowboys, and like I know y'all had they had timeouts and y'all did, but y'all can't get one play.
Y'all couldn't we ran a QB draw, bro.
It does not matter.
Terrible.
Y'all couldn't get one play. It's y'all fault y'all ran a QB draw.
Bro. I agree.
I don't give a fuck with the play.
Horrible y'all ran. Play call.
Y'all had 14 seconds, and y'all couldn't get.
Talk about it.
They went from the 25.
Yep. Talk about it. You don't want to talk about it now?
There's no way. No, there's nothing to talk about. That's not your squad no more. That's what you said, right?
Yeah, that's why I told you. Talk about it.
But there's no way. It's no way they do that, bro. And like I said, they had the timeout, so it's a little bit different. It's a lot different. But still, bro, like, come on, bro. And then they come out and say that Kels, was telling them what was going on and what the defense was doing and what he was going to do. Like, they was running plays, and he was like, man, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm going to go up the middle or whatever. They playing the out route or whatever the case may be. They playing the sidelines or whatever. So him and Pat Mahomes just different. Reek just different. Like, bro, on that punt, like, bro, I'm not punting him. Why did they punt to him? I didn't understand that one.
I'm sending like, that joint right out of bounds.
If you see Reek back there, we not punting to him. Yo, that's chalk. That's chalk. We not. Soon as he get back there, as soon as you see him, I'm turning. He might as well just turn sideways. Like I'm about to kick this joint straight out of the bounds. I ain't even about to. You know what I'm saying?
Rather play defense from right here.
As soon as you hike the ball, just you know what I'm saying? Turn sideways. We not even doing none of that. Just kick that joint right out of bounds. You're not kicking that no. Come on, bro. Like that was ridiculous. That was idiotic. So I mean, at the end of the day, great game. I hear people talking about they need to change the OT rules. No, the number one defense in the NFL need to shut them down.
Facts.
That's what need to happen. And facts. I'm so tired of all these weak excuses or whatever. Bro, no way in the world you going to tell me you got the number one defense. The number one defense in the NFL. And you can't stop them at all. Oh, yeah. Well, we feel like they wouldn't have stopped us either. Yeah, they wouldn't have. We know they wouldn't have. We just watch y'all go back and forth up and down the fucking field on each other. We watched it. But you know what the difference is? They going up and down the field on y'all number one defense. That's the difference. Y'all have the number one defense. This was supposed to be y'all. Okay, we're going to shut that down this year. I thought that was the point of them, you know, the defense getting all crazy and them making sure they had the number one defense. I thought that was the point, that they was going to come out and try to, it was going to be a different, this was going to be different this year. The defense was going to show up. Well,
I thought so too, but it didn't.
Hey, man, Pat Mahomes, bro, he about to win another Super Bowl. It's going to be his second. And it's his league. Until somebody prove me otherwise, like somebody prove it otherwise, like it's his lead. He's proving he don't need a defense, cause he was even putting the team on his back early in the game. He was just running the one drive. He ran the whole damn field, scored the touchdown himself. He ran like a 60-yarder, then ran like a 10-yarder, then ran like a 6-yarder, and I think he threw a pass. Then he ran it in for another 10 yards and like, whatever it was. Like it was. It was ridiculous. Like, I'm just like, yeah, yo,
out of pocket.
Bro, he different, bro. He a different breed. So it's his league, bro. Until somebody prove otherwise, like, I don't know, bro. And Josh Allen got a nice little thing going for him. Justin Herbert, maybe he get better defense around him, better coaching or whatever the case may be. It's his league, man. I don't see nobody beating this boy in the near future. I think people are gonna start to hate Pat Mahomes how they hate Tom Brady. I'm not gonna hate him, but I like him, but I think people gonna start to hate him, like, because they're gonna be a dynasty and it's gonna be ridiculous, especially if Tom Brady retire. Yeah, it's a wrap.
Yeah, you're probably right, bro. I mean, I'm gonna get a Bills some flowers right now, not their defense though. But shout out to Josh Allen. Shout out to Gabriel Davis.
Yo.
Stupid. Young boy went stupid. He went stupid, bro. And you could see it. You could kind of see it like the last couple weeks of the season. They start hooking up more and more, and it looked like they was getting on the same page. But who expected 200 yards and 4 touchdowns? The only receiver in NFL history to do that in a playoff game. The only one. And half of the world don't even know his name. They don't even know who he is. Shout out to him, man. Shout out to him. I think this is only his sophomore season.
Bro, that route he ran.
Oh, my God. Oh
to my take God. The lead, though.
Oh, my God.
Bro, to take the lead, though, bro. It wasn't no, like, regular first quarter play. Or... Bro, that was to take the lead, bro.
Yeah, he put him on skates.
Skates?
His ass, skates, whatever skates. You want to call it.
Skates! Bro, I don't know. I don't even know what to call that. But what I do know is, whatever that young man name is, I feel sorry for him. And because he ain't going to never get past that. Because that night is going to be stamped in history forever, because Gabriel Davis was just ridiculous. And I don't think that game, any game like that, is going to be, it might be replicated. Who knows the way this game
is. Passing league is, yeah.
But oh my Lord, bro, that was one of the nastiest routes I've ever seen in my life. And it wasn't even that it was just a head fake. It was just, oh my. Like, somebody said it looked like he got sweet chin music. I was crying.
He did drop like that,
bro,
though.
He fell so hard. Like, bro, why you fall so hard, bro?
Nah,
like,
for real.
Yo, it was ridiculous. But yeah, shout out to Gabriel Davis, though. That was
facts. Cool. Maybe if Stephon Diggs would have got open at any point during the game, maybe they would have won.
Well, that's why he was so open the entire game. So cut it out. I'm so tired of people talking crap about Stephon Diggs. Why do you think Gabriel Davis was open all game?
I don't care.
Just like your man Juju. Why you think he used to be so wide open?
Juju cheeks. Stop talking about that, dude.
Just saying. Why you think he used to be so damn
wide? Oh, we know why. Because AB is there.
Now he eyeing the Chiefs. Yeah, I bet you are eyeing the Chiefs. I bet you are. I bet you are.
Nah, for real. I bet he is, too. They don't need him, though.
You hear the AB stuff, though? AB to the Baltimore? I would love that. Yeah, I just want to say that real quick, though. I would love AB to Baltimore. It's probably not going to happen. People going to hate on it. I would love it because he would finally have a weapon. Him and Marquise Brown. It's already cousins. I think it'll work. Yo, cuz, chill. What are you doing, bro? Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, Lamar not going for that shit, first of all. Come on, bro. Cut that shit out, bro. Like, relax, bro. Like, I'll throw you the ball after I run, bro. Relax. Get open. Dickhead. Fucking talking about. Like, what you mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be different. It's not going to be the same. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's different. It's a whole different level to it. Like, you mean? But I would love to see that. But.
Yeah, we're going to see, man. But shout out to Pat Mahomes and the boys, man. Shout out to Pat Mahomes and the boys. Tyreek Hill, different, bro. He one of the few receivers in the league that catch the ball and immediately start running backwards to see where he could go to get more yards. Like, that is crazy.
And then he's so fat. You realize he barely gets touched, though. Yes. Like, it's crazy.
Yes.
And I know those defenders be pissed because he'll run out of bounds. Like, he'll be like, they'll hurry up and run out of bounds. I'll be like, I know they be about to go crazy and tear his head off, bro.
Gave homie the peace sign when homie was in front of him. He said, "You up there? All right, peace sign. I'm about to run right past you."
That's a different type of speed.
Real rap. And they still got Mecole. Wait until he actually developed, bro.
He got to get his hands together, bro. His route running together. Because if he could get open, he just don't know how to get open yet. Right now, Pat Mahomes, he make it so easy for some of these wide receivers like the DeMarcus Robinsons and shit. Those guys, Byron Pringle is all right, though. He's nice.
All right. He is all
right. He's nice. Now, he's a route runner. He's nice. He know how to get open. Yeah. But he's also one of those guys that Pat Mahomes make it easier for these guys because he's running around and extending plays and stuff like that. And people don't realize how easy that makes it on the wide receiver because now they can just, they ain't got to run their route no more. Get open. All right. That's backyard football. Everybody know how to get open. Find a spot in the zone, whatever the case may be. If you're playing man, he don't know where the quarterback at. You know what I'm saying? 9 out of 10, he watching you.
Yeah, that's true. Man, look, he definitely got to figure it out, bro. He probably need to, it'd be that one off season where somebody get tough. So who knows when he going to have it. It might be this one. Who knows? It'd be that one off season where somebody just start going crazy. Next thing you know, they come back, they're all pro. So. We gonna see, but we gotta predict these matchups, my brother.
I was just about to say that. I was about to say before we get out of here, we've been here for talking for a little minute, but I'm telling you my picks off rip. You already know I'm going with the Chiefs, man. I'm going with the Chiefs, 34-31. And I think it's gonna be a hell of a game, and I think the Chiefs gonna do it again. I think Cincinnati gonna think they won, and then Pat Mahomes is going to do it again to get to the Super Bowl. And I think Pat Mahomes is going to win the Super Bowl. That's just my pick. I'm just letting you know I'll rip. I think – so I'm taking the Chiefs, like I said, 34-31. I'm going to take the Rams. And the only reason why I'm going to take the Rams is because I think Cam Akers is going to have a big game. And I think, not even just Cam Akers, I think the run game is going to be real big. And I don't think they're going to let Kyle Shanahan and 49ers control the game like people think they are. I don't think it's going to be a lot of passes. I think they're going to take the ball out of Matthew Stafford. And I might be wrong. I might sound crazy, but I don't know. For some reason, I think they're going to run the ball with Cam Akers and Sony Michel. They're going to throw Sony Michel in there a little bit more, but I think Cam Akers is going to have a bounce back game, a big game. After fumbling like he did, that's like the best narrative I could think of for the game. You know the NFL big on stories. That's the best thing I could think of. Like, the run game is going to be a big thing, and they're going to outrun the 49ers. I'm going to take the Rams 21-18. I wanted to say a lower score gate than that, but yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with 21-18. I'm going with the Rams. So I got a Rams Chiefs Super Bowl. Chiefs going to win that, John.
I mean, we got the same takeaway at this point, bro. I'm taking Rams. I'm taking Chiefs. I'm taking Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I ain't really got no scores.
You got to give some scores, bro. Come on.
Let me see. Give me 38-31 Chiefs.
38-31. Okay.
Uh, 38-23 Rams.
Whoa. Yeah. Who getting off? Oh, so it's okay.
So what, for the Rams, who getting off?
Cam Akers, 2 touchdowns.
I like that. I also like Odell and Cooper to score. And I think Tyler Higbee is due. That's Matt Stafford man's, and I don't think he scored all playoffs yet.
Tyler Higbee, 2 touchdowns. That sounds like the bet.
That might be it.
Ah.
That might be it.
Tyler Higbee, 2 touchdowns, and Rams to win. 2 parlay. Pick parlay. That's all you need, baby.
You feel me? Real rap, though.
Small wins, baby. You know what I mean?
Real rap. Real rap. Shit. Yeah. That's real. It's championship weekend, so that means all the games happen on Sunday this weekend. Bet. Say no more. But, yeah, man, I ain't really got nothing else.
Big Ben retired. Shout out to him.
Sean Payton retired.
Shout out to him. That's going to be crazy. Denver hired a coach.
Damn.
I can't remember who he is. He the offensive coordinator for somebody. He was. Doesn't matter. He's not a big name, but yeah, some guy.
I didn't see that too, and I know his name, and I can't think of it right now.
Offensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers. That's who it was.
Yep.
He went to Denver. So that's going to make the Aaron Rodgers to Denver rumors even more, because he's already vouched for the dude and said that, yeah, he can be a leader of men and he can control a room. So maybe some future episodes we're going to be talking about that. Maybe Aaron Rodgers to Denver. But I'm praying Aaron Rodgers to Philly, groom my young boy Jalen Hurts and teach him how to throw real quick. You feel me? He's like, no, let me just, like, my man Jalen about to go crazy next year. He gonna get some more weapons and shit. Oh, yeah, shout out to Brandon Brooks. He retired, man.
Facts.
But, yeah, that's the end of my shout outs. And shout out to Ja. Real rap.
Yes, sir. Ja, be hooping. And shout out to Melo, man, with the triple-double last night. This nigga.
He got all the shout outs.
He had a 40-point trippy?
Yeah.
He went crazy. Young Moore is tough. It's day league. Who is all these other niggas? I don't know them. It's day league. Ja and Melo. That's the new faces. I don't know these other Young Moores.
Yeah.
Hold on. My fault. My Young Moore RJ tough too, bro. My Young Moore RJ tough.
All right, we can go now. That's episode 103. Yeah, we're just saying, bro. He started tripping.